From Spark and Anvil and DigQuest, this is Ask, in Chapter 1 of the DigQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Ask is a grown-up, tall, kind, always seeming to stand in a doorway, ready to welcome. They wear a simple, comfy tunic, and their eyes hold a steady, warm light. They carry a set of partnership cards, a small glowing screen on their belt that shows the important rules, and a long, soft line stretching from it that seems to connect them to many faraway communities. Ask's whole craft is the question that comes before every other question: descendant community partnership. Whose story is this, they say, and who gets to tell it? Most people picture archaeology as just digging up old things, and old communities as people you ask for help. Ask knows it's the reverse. The people whose ancestors lived in a place first have the first say about what's found there. Before you dig, you ask, Ask says gently. Before you touch ancestors' bones, you stop. Rules like Nagpra and Undrip say those bones are not yours, and sacred objects are not yours. Before you tell the story, you ask whose story it is. This question goes before every other question.
Ask learned this at a doorway, long before they ever held a partnership card. My family always guarded doorways, Ask says. Not wooden doors, but the idea of them. The doorway is where you start, their grandmother used to say, standing in one. Whose space is this? Whose story? Who gets to decide? Ask carried those three questions everywhere. And they learned why the questions mattered by learning what happened when nobody asked. Long ago, some diggers didn't ask. They dug up burial sites, took ancestors' bones and sacred objects, and shipped them to faraway museums, never asking the families, never saying sorry. Imagine strangers digging up your great-great-great-grandparents, Ask says quietly, and carrying them away, and no one asking you. That wrong was done by the people with the shovels and the power, never the fault of the communities it was done to, and it caused deep grief that lasted generations. That, Ask says, is why the question has to come first.
One day, Ask walked to DigQuest, where Trowel, the wise old mentor, was waiting.
What is the very first question? Trowel asked.
Ask looked Trowel in the eye. Whose story is this, and who gets to tell it? Descendant community partnership. It's about doing what's right. Trowel nodded slowly.
You are the one. You'll make sure everyone remembers this. You close the whole story.
Ask's workshop is a cozy place. Cards of people talking and handshaking pinned to the walls. The little bell screen humming softly on its long line to many places. Watch closely, Ask said, lifting a card that showed a map. Before you even pick up a shovel, you find out who lived here and whose descendants are still here today. They tapped a second card, two people talking. Then you talk to them. You ask permission. You make the plan together. What to dig, what to leave, how to share what's found, what happens to everything. Then Ask taught the whole framework as one flowing conscience. Nagpra, the U.S. law that means you consult communities and return ancestors' remains and sacred objects. UNDRIP, the world agreement that indigenous peoples have rights to their own culture and history. Ask before digging, not after. Share the storytelling so communities decide how their own history is told. Return what was taken long ago. Listen to the living traditions and knowledge that already carry the past. And partner from the very beginning, not at the end. And Ask named plainly what not to do. No taking without asking. No, it's just for science. Science never overrides people's rights. No fake asking. Real partnership means truly sharing power.
and no Indiana Jones adventure treasure hunting, which caused enormous harm. Layer, shape, past, and keep, Ask said, gesturing to the other cards. Only become ethical archaeology if Ask comes first.
So, the very first thing, before the shovel, before the science, is just asking? A student said softly. The very first thing, Ask agreed, warm eyes softening. And they watched the student pause at the workshop's own doorway and ask before stepping in. A small thing, but real. When you ask first and you truly listen, Ask said quietly, something inside you goes calm and steady. It feels like standing in a doorway someone kindly opened for you. The student felt it then, not the grabby rush of wanting the treasure, but a slow, careful, warm-in-the-chest steadiness, the quiet of hands that touch nothing until they're welcomed. That gentle, asked-first, standing in an open doorway feeling, the exact opposite of taking, was to ask how you knew all the way down that you were finally doing it right.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Ask. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.